What is going on, my beautiful people? I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Cardio Experience. This is episode 2, and I'm so excited to share. I'm riding solo today, but I wanted to share what I shared with my ladies' night. I hosted my very first ladies' night via Zoom because we cannot meet in person, obviously, because of the quarantine. And what I spoke about was about our feelings, something that many people don't speak about, and also something that a lot of people don't feel. A lot of us don't feel our feelings because of our past, the way we were raised, what society tells us. So I feel like it's so important. This is a really important message to just share with everyone because I myself have struggled with it. So I hope it will resonate with you. So for me, for a lot of my life, I hid from my pain because I always thought that being able to push away my pain was actually me being strong. And even when it came to physical pain, I remember telling myself, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. You're not a baby. Crying is for the weak. So for most of my life, I viewed any type of pain, physical, emotional pain, as weakness, you know? You know, when we're born whole, and you still very much are. But as we grow, the world likes to tell us otherwise. And a lot of us believe it. Growing up, we're constantly shamed for being too much, for doing too much. You do too little. You don't do enough. You're not pretty enough. You're too pretty. You're not skinny enough. You're too skinny. You're too ugly. Everything is always wrong. We're never enough for the world, and we're constantly told that we have to fit into this perfect mold. So for me, for a really long time, I looked out at the world and thought, I'm not worthy enough for this world. I cannot fit into these molds. I would never be enough. So I ended up sneaking into depression. And as many of you may or may not know, but I started cutting myself at a super young age, as a teenager. I then found myself in the darkest place I had ever been. Not wanting to exist, to live. I actually found it painful to live. And because of this pain, I actually now look back and see that all the years that I thought I was living my truth, I thought that my truth was me being strong, but really I was just living in a shell. A shell that I thought would protect me from anything and everything. A shell that a lot of us live in. So I then became a pastor's wife, and the same theme of my life, of being told who I needed to be, what I needed to wear, how I needed to look, it continued. I never fit into anyone's mold. I never fit into anyone's box. I decided at one point, I can't do this. I'm not going to fit into anyone's box. I'm not going to fit anyone's mold. So I decided I'm going to be different. And by being different, I excluded myself from any pastor's wives groups. I began judging just as I was being judged. I avoided any church events. I avoided human interaction, really, with all of the people that I felt like were trying to put me in these boxes. So for the longest, I thought that being real and true was speaking and acting upon my anger, my fear, my judgment, and even my happiness and all my emotions. So although, yes, every single one of my emotions are very valid and true, What I realized was that I was acting out on those feelings, and they weren't my truth. I was acting out and living for my ego and not for my soul. I was becoming my emotions instead of using them for me to become. So I became identified with those emotions. I became them. For me, I have always thought that it's impossible to be strong and weak. But the more I grow, the more I become closer to myself and God, the more I realize that they actually need each other. One can't be true without the other. True strength is actually acknowledging our weaknesses. You know, oftentimes we're told that weakness is weakness, and it's frowned upon, and it's not good enough. It's never enough. But I really believe and know, because I've experienced this, that the darkness is actually what brings out the light. But we actually have to accept our dark side and love it just as much as we love our light. I love how Rumi says, the wound is the place where light enters you. So it's only when we experience that darkness and we face that pain that we can see the beautiful light. So feeling all of your feelings is what allows you to live out your truth. And I've learned that our feelings are actually our teachers and our guides. And once we can see them as that, that's where true growth begins. But you have to first see them as your messengers and not your enemies. Your feelings are good, but see them as your teachers and your guides, because you will learn so much. You know, I actually really believe that our goal is to surrender our past selves in order to become who the next moment calls us to be. We're actually called to feel it all. Feel everything. The beautiful things, the bad things, everything. Even Jesus was a beautiful example of feeling his pain and surrendering when it came to him being put on the cross. You know, every time we allow ourselves to feel our pain, we allow ourselves to resurrect to a newer and more beautiful version of ourselves. We then allow our pain to be used to become everything and more that we are created to be. And that's where we can experience freedom and peace. You know those feelings when you feel like everything is going wrong? When you feel like you're deep into the fire, we usually actually want to run away and find an escape from that fire. But I want you to think about your feelings like a fire. You see them, but they look so scary. Every time you see this fire, you want to grab the fire extinguisher and put it out. You want it to go away. You want it to diminish. What if we stopped fearing the fire and became fireproof? We can become stronger and truer humans by facing our feelings instead of escaping them. I want to encourage you to allow the fire to ignite you, to show you that you really are strong and you can face anything. And when we don't allow ourselves to feel our feelings, we're actually abandoning ourselves. Feelings are for feeling. See your emotions like waves. Feel them, but then let them go. You know, the most beautiful and truthful humans are the humans who experience and embrace all of their pain. We actually suffer when we avoid and resist our pain. It's like wanting the sun to never shine. But the sun always rises after it's been in the dark. Also, don't let yourself get caught up in all of those thoughts about your feelings. Because remember, thoughts are thoughts. And don't allow yourself to identify with them. You are the loving awareness behind your thoughts. Always remind yourself of that. I love this quote from Ram Dass where he says, "The heart surrenders everything to the moment. The mind judges and holds back." So don't allow your mind to get cluttered about who you really and truly are at your core. Bring yourself back to your truth, back to love, and always remind yourself of that. You become who you were created to be, actually, by feeling your feelings in this very moment. We get so stuck on tomorrow. Tomorrow, I will deal with this. I have so many other things to do. I cannot deal with this right now. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. We are always trying to escape instead of opening ourselves up to them and allowing them to be our teachers. These feelings, these beautiful feelings. This is why I believe that being present and still is so, so important for our growth and for us living our truth. I'm actually learning that right now. That is one of my biggest lessons in this quarantine, just to be still. God's answers are always, they're there. Stillness actually brings answers. Silence has all of my answers. Something that I never thought was true. I always thought I had to go 500 miles per hour to hear God. I thought I had to do, be enough. But we actually need to sit, feel, and then we can become. And just like the sun, we rise every day to a fresh start, because that darkness and that pain, that's your power. And I hope you can all come to see that, because we all have this beautiful power within each and every one of us. But you have to be okay sometimes with not being okay. Remember, every feeling is valid. Don't shame yourself for feeling how you feel. Allow your feelings to be your guides. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow and listen to Heartway Church podcast and follow the Cardia Experience on Instagram. I love you all. Have an incredible week.